Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for coming to the Shir. This week's Parsha is Parsha Vayechi, and the calendar date is now Asar B'Tevis. So tomorrow we will be fasting. Certainly we don't want to ignore the fast day, speak a little bit about Asar B'Tevis. However, we usually speak about the Parsha and a Halacha. So this evening let's learn about the prohibition against calculating the arrival of Mashiach in the beginning of Perek Mem Tes, towards the middle of this week's Parsha. Vayikra Yaakov el Banav. Right, Yaakov calls his sons together, Vayomer Ha'asfu, gather together. Vayagida Lachem, Eish Asher Yigretzchem Ba'acharis Yamim, gather together, I'm going to tell you what will happen in the end of days. So simple pshat, end of days sounds like Mashiach, right? Now that is the pshat we're going to go with. I will just, you know, tell you, disclaimer, there are other perushim. Meaning, hypothetically, let's say I said I'm going to talk about the end of days, and there's a historical context to that conversation. Meaning maybe the end of the decade, maybe the end of the days that we are currently in. It doesn't necessarily mean the end of days like Mashiach, but that's the simple, Jerome, you don't even hear that, you're saying.
But that would have been their end of days, would have been Geula, because they knew a Shibud was coming, so their end of days, they're in Shibud Mitzrayim.
Very good.
So their end of days would have been Geula Mitzrayim.
Very good.
So that would have been their, that would have been
right, it's Geula even then and that, very good. All right, so I just want to kind of, a little disclaimer, you know, look at the Netziv for a completely different shot, so to speak. That being said, Rashi says, "Bikesh legalos es haketz." He literally, Yaakovina, wanted to reveal to them the end of time, the arrival of Mashiach. "Venistalka shechina mimenu." But at that moment, the shechina had left Yaakovina. He no longer had the capabilities of revealing that information. "V'hischil omer dvar machem." And then he had to kind of change topics and no longer go on with the planned topic because Hashem did not allow Yaakov to reveal that information. Okay. Now, the irony of Rashi, he didn't say a word about Mashiach. So I thought it would be appropriate to just compliment Rashi with the Ramban. The Ramban says, Be'acharis Hayamim, Heim Yemos HaMashiach. Okay, just a nice, explicit phrase from the Ramban. We're talking about the days of the Messiah. Ki Yaakov Yirmos Elav Bidvarov. And Yaakov is going to seemingly hint with his words, okay, you know, Ayin Alav. But ultimately, the Gemara, we'll learn shortly, is rather explicit that he wanted to tell his children Mashiach will come. But again, lest one want to reread that Rashi. No, the Ramban says it's talking about Mashiach. He's within the same school of thought of Rashi. We'll learn the Gemara soon. But there's an unbelievable Malbim. And how can you turn this into a beautiful Dvar Torah for the Shabbos table? What did Yaakov Avinu say to his children? Who's going to be mechavin to the Malbim? He first said, Hey asvu v'agid alachem. So what?
You gotta be one.
So meaning what?
You gotta unite.
You gotta unite. Gather together, and then I'll tell you when Mashiach will come. So what is that a remez to? In order for Mashiach to come, we need to be together, right? So it's not just, oh, gather together to hear me, which is what it means in the most literal sense. Gather around the table, children, gather in my deathbed, so you can hear me whisper in my, you know, older voice or whatever. But the Malbim says that by definition, if you need to gather, that means that you had been previously scattered. And now Yaakov Avinu is telling them to gather even closer. And the Midrash, after the Gemara that the Rambam Rashi referencing, the Malbim quotes another Midrash, that Yaakov Avinu shetziva osam al hamachlokes. Wow. He told his children, no more fighting. Amar lehu tiyu kulchem asifa achas. Gathered together, namely, you all need to be united. And only then, va'az iskinu es atzmam le'geula, k'mash kamer, like the positive, va'at ben adam, kacha etzach, last week's haftorah, right, when we speak about in uniting Yosef and Yehuda with the two stones that become, well, the two pieces of wood that become wood, one wood, and again, the Malbim says, ki chorban habayis haya be'avon sinas chinam, right? So, we understand the idea, and that's what Yaakov Avinu meant, that you have to gather together, meaning if you want to experience the gula, you need to be in the state of togetherness, of achdus, as Jerome said. And what does it mean that Yaakov was unable to then reveal the kates to them? What does that suggest?
He wasn't achdus.
Oh, exactly, Abi. In the second, or the third, or the last line of the Malbim, at the end of the line, Ukshirosh and Istalka, Himenu Shechinu, when Yaakov Avinu understood that Hashem did not allow him to reveal that information, he understood in the future there will be machlokas. And that's why it was not possible for Yaakov to reveal the end of times, because there would be machlokas. So we learned a Rashi, we learned the Ramana, we learned the beautiful Malbim, and we already have our first lesson for Asar B'Teves that mourns the beginning of the Chorban Bayis, right? Nebuchadnezzar laid siege around Yerushalayim, and it was only a matter of time until the first base of Mikdash would ultimately be destroyed a lot of time later, but it was the beginning of the end. And just to examine that Maimar Chazal a little bit closer, just to appreciate the context of that Gemara. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Nun Vav is speaking about whether or not we should recite Shema, including the words Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved, or not. Is it a Hefsek, etc.? And Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, so I guess it's Reish Lakish, right? Says that when Yaakov Inu gathered his children together, he wanted to tell them the end of time, and he was able to. So in the second line of the Gemara over there, it says, Amar, Shema, Chas V'Shalom, Yesh B'mitasi, P'sul Ka'avram, Shetzim Menu Yishmael, V'Av Yitzchak, Shetzim Menu Esav, Oy. If I'm unable to tell you the end of time, there must be a problem with one of you. One of you must be like Esav or like Yishmael. Something is wrong here. One of you are the reason for this. And they all responded by saying, No, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And when Yaakov Avinu understood that his children were all strong in their emunah, he responded by saying, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lilam Ved. So just a little bit of a deeper idea of here you have Yaakov on his deathbed appreciating, you know, that maybe in the long term there'd be Machlokas, but if you want to put that Malbim together with the Maimar Chazal and the Gemara Pesachim, that maybe even if we can't get along 100% of the time, at least we could get along in the fact that we agree in Emunah. Right? You have 12 brothers saying, listen, in the same way Yaakov Avinu, Abba, in the same way that you believe in Hashem, we also believe in Hashem. So ironically, sometimes you get... So the Gemara in Pesachim is saying that they're united in their Emunah. Right. Right. So again, the Malbim is saying, B'derech Drush, that down the line, there will be Machlokas, and the Gemara was saying at that moment, in the present time, all 12 brothers are united. But again, like Jerome and I, you know, we could, maybe disagree about politics, but we would still daven in the same Zimun or the same Minyan. We pray to the same God, so to speak. So, but we could still have Machlokas about other things. I don't know. I just thought interesting. But let's talk about a famous Chasam Sofer.
Two separate concepts.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, again, like any healthy relationship, you can have disagreement with a common goal, whatever. All right, but if you experience a Sefer Teves and you don't know this Chasam Sofer, you're not Yotze the Fest. You're not Yotze the Chumra. What do I mean by that? There's a Chasam Sofer. It's a Chasam Sofer. Now, I have a Chasam Sofer here in Dvarim, a drasha for the Ches of Teves. Very appropriate. Right. There are others who cite the Chasam Sofer, I think it's a drasha for Parshat Vayikra. So, I don't know whatever edition Bar Ilan has versus the other Makoras, whatever. But I was in YU once upon a time, and my Rebbe, Rabbi Saul Kamenetsky, was given Parsha Shir, not on the Chasam Sofer the year. Later in life, he gave on the Chasam Sofer. That year, he was given on someone else, and he quoted this Chasam Sofer, and I shook me that year. I remember the exact place. Like, where were you when John F. Kennedy was shot? Yeah, who remembers? You guys remember that? Yeah. Well, where were you when you first learned the Chasam Sofer? You know, so I don't remember anything about John F. Kennedy. But I remember that I was in the YU coat room when I was listening to this on my MP3 player when I heard this from my Rebbe. So there is a famous sheet of the Abu Jerom regarding Asar B'Teves, namely that if Asar B'Teves were to fall out on Shabbos, we would still have to fast, okay? And to the degree that today, we would still fast on Friday sometimes. The calendar does not have Asar B'Teves fall out on Shabbos, but sometimes it will fall out on a Friday. And everyone asks why that is, etc., whatever, this whole discussion over here. And here, there is a Chasam Sofer in his Torah's Moshe, his commentary on the Torah, towards the middle of the paragraph where he underlined, V'ayin be'erivin, there's Gemara Erivin, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, Shechalias be'erev Shabbos. Do you know what? Tisha B'Av is not as significant as Shabbos. And the Gemara there says if Tisha B'Av were to fall out on Friday, you don't fast the whole day. Why not? Because you don't want to go into Shabbos too hungry. So when you have to weigh Tisha B'Av versus Shabbos, Shabbos overrides Tisha B'Av. Similarly, if Tisha B'Av were to fall out on Shabbos, what happens? Right? We don't fast on Shabbos for Tisha B'Av. So the obvious question is, how can Asar B'Teves be any more significant than Tisha B'Av itself? Tisha B'Av is seemingly the most severe fast day. But no, Asar B'Teves even overrides Shabbos. You can't believe it. So the Chazam Sofer in the middle, and you fast the whole day. Yeah, Vinir Levayer. Dine Hatam Shekavu Tainus Al Matzor Hahu. Why did they decree a fast day? There was a siege. Argues the Chazam Sofer, there were many times when a siege was laid on Yerushalayim. He says, look up Tanakh, you'll see Paru Necho. There are other times where it happened. But you know what? The underlined idea. And before that, underlined, he says, do you know how long this lasted, by the way, until the Chorban? 2.5 years. 2.5 years. Wow. Wow. But he says, Zemachma Sheba'oso Yom Shesamach Melech Babel Lemata Al Yerushalayim. In the same moment where Nebuchadnezzar laid siege in Yerushalayim in this world, Kemochein Yeshvu Beisdin Lemala. It was going on in Shemayim as well. Some prosecuting angels or those upstairs were saying that Yerushalayim deserves to be destroyed. And others were defending Yerushalayim. And says the Chasam Sofer, we know the Gemara Yerushalmi says, any generation that did not merit to see the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that generation is as culpable as if the destruction took place in their generation. So says the Chasam Sofer, every year it's like the Chorban Beis HaMikdash happens again. And this calendar day that we're literally in right now, right now in Shemayim, the deciding, is this going to be a year of Chorban or Geula? Says the Chasam Sofer, that's what we're fasting about. It's not about the past, it's about the future. And that's why Asar B'Teves even overrides Shabbos. What other fast overrides Shabbos? Yom Kippur, what else? Tainus Cholom. Why, if you have a bad dream, a very scary dream, we don't practically do so much nowadays, but you have the same dream 3 times in a row, whatever, you would even fast on Shabbos? Do you know why you're even allowed to fast on Shabbos? Because you feel better that your fasting on Shabbos will abolish the decree. Will negate the negative decree in Shemayim about you. So too, what does Asar B'Teves accomplish? And negates the din in Shemayim against the Chorban. Oh, that's exactly it. So like a Tainus Chalom, the fast of Asar B'Teves is not about the past, but it's rather about the future. Ooh, 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 ooh. And therefore, one could even fast on Shabbos. Wow. So we put together the Parsha and the Chasam Sofer, and we learn the following. Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the end of days to his children. He was not allowed. And here we are on the very day, on the calendar, according to the Chasam Sofer, when Beis Din will decide whether this will be the year that it will finally be the end. And we don't know what's going on in Shemayim, but the idea is that there is an end. There is an end. There's an end. So, halachically, do you think it's okay to predict this is going to be the year, next year is going to be the year, the Y2K bug,
it won't work.
The Y3K bug.
But it won't work.
Well, it won't work. AB saying it's pointless.
It hasn't worked from greater people. Why do you think we, with our Bible codes, whatever, are going to be able to outdo the...
Right. So AB doesn't care if it's permissible or not. Even if it's mutter, it's pointless. Even that comes from the mathematician. And if anyone could do it, it would be AB.
Bonded couldn't do it. Greater people have tried and have not succeeded. So why do you think anyone's...
Very good. So it should be noted, right? Chazal and Sanhedrin discuss dates. Rav Sajago and the Malbin and... Many people threw out some serious predictions about the timing, the arrival of Mashiach, and none of them seem to have come true. And there is, but could anyone, all right, so anyone think it's okay? Not, so AB says it's pointless. Anyone else want to throw out a svara or a suggestion, a comment? What do you think? Seems okay? Seems not okay? Very good. So it says, Shlomo, maybe you can argue that you can't definitively predict in the sense that it will happen, but maybe you can try to get people excited about it. We'll learn that exactly what you said.
Yeah, but the flip side is it's
B'chol Yom. Ooh, very good, very good. But if you predict that will happen in 3 years, so you put your entire Emunah and Mashiach on hold for 3 years. Take that, Menashe, right?
Why do you think that you can't predict this?
Or AB, you can't.
Why do you think you could?
AB is so humble that he cannot even fathom Shlomo Menashe's suggestion. He thinks the gaiva reeking out of the corner over there. I don't know, Shlomo.
If you predict he's coming in 100 years, you've doomed generations of people to
yeah. Right, we hit a nerve. AB clearly has had like a negative experience about this before. Let's move on. All right. Shabtai Tzvi. Oh, baby. Okay, let's not get there. Okay, all right, let's go on quickly. Okay, there is a Sefer, interest. Okay, moving forward. All right. Chava Kuk. Treyaser. There is a pasuk that says, Ki od chazon lamoed. Again, here is the Alatorah.org translation. For the version is yet for the appointed time. V'yafeach laketz. And it hurries toward the end. V'lo yichazev im yismameya chakelo. And won't prove false, though it takes time, wait for it. Ki vo yavo lo yachir. Because it will surely come, it won't delay. This pasuk is very hard to understand. It's seemingly saying, Mashiach will come. Don't get impatient, wait for it. Even though it's kind of unclear when it will come, you have to wait for it. And because of this pasuk, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, this is the major makor for the evening, Sanhedrin Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, Tanya, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Mikra Zen No Cave V'Yorid Atahom. This particular pasuk, the one in Chavakuk, it penetrates the greatest depths. Namely, you can't understand it. He quotes the pasuk, and then the Gemara dissects the pasuk. What does it mean when the Torah says V'Yafeach Laketz V'Lo Yichazev? Again, which literally means, and it hurries towards the end, and won't prove false. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Tipach Atzman Shamach Shavei Kitzin. What does that mean? It's a curse towards those people who calculate the end. Right? Meaning, the end will come, and if you try to calculate it, Tipach Atzman. Not good for you. I don't know. You should be hit in the head. You should drop dead. It's not a good thing. Yeah.
So why would
so many people make that attempt? So it says, Robert, well, this opinion of the Gemara says, if you do it, you're going to be cursed. The very same daf in Shas has calculations. I don't know where Mashiach will come. So, right. I did not give you that part of the Gemara. Or it's going to be a one-sided shir tonight. Right. Very good, Robert. So there are other lines on the same daf of the Gemara, which suggests calculations, believe it or not. Very good question, Robert. Very sharp question. But Shema Tomar, Anu Mechakev, who ain't a Mechakev? Because you're going to say, wait, maybe I'll... All right, fine. The Pasuk says I can't calculate. I have to wait. Fine, but what if I'm waiting, but Hashem's not in it? Maybe it's only one side. No, but that's why the Pasuk says, Tamid Lomar, Velachein Yechakelo. Or what did the Torah say? You have to wait. You have to wait. Right? Meaning Hashem is gonna respond. Hashem's gonna respond, even if you don't necessarily feel it. So wait a minute. Then the Gemara says, wait a minute. So we're waiting, Hashem's so what's holding up the Mashiach then? Says the Gemara, the Midas Hadin. So the Gemara says, but once the Midas Hadin, the strict judgment is not allowing Mashiach to come. So then what? Why are we waiting? Answers the Gemara, Lekabel Schar. You get reward for waiting. Wow. What is that? The DMV. You don't get any reward for waiting. get a reward in the DMV for not yelling when you're waiting. That's a different Nisayim. But here it's an amazing Gemara. The big takeaway from the Gemara, I would say, are two things. Number one, you get cursed if you calculate the Mashiach. Number one. Number two, there's reward for waiting. In line with this opinion of the Gemara is another Maimer Chazal in Meseches Derech Eretz, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hanosei Nesakets, if one were to calculate the arrival of Mashiach, Ein Lo Chelek La'olam Haba. Okay, so now, okay, so Rav Sajagon, the Rambam, all the Chevra who may have dabbled with this will just say, I can assure you they're in Olam Haba as we speak. However, they were Rav Sajagon and the Malbim. They don't need my Haskam. And by the Malbim received severe criticism. Again, Sefer Daniel is a wonderful Sefer. The end of Sefer Daniel is all about Mashiach, and it is wild. It's wild. And there, the Malbim and others will wax Mashiach discussions. And in fact, the Matudas David over there says, don't try calculating Mashiach. We don't know what it is talking about. Right? Meaning, ultimately, there are psukim and tanach that will lead one to try to figure it out. Halachically, how do we pass it? The Rambam Hilchos Malachim, he writes, Yud Beis Beis, V'yesh min hachachamim she'omrim, she'kodem bi'as Mashiach yavo Eliyahu. All right, Eliyahu will come before Mashiach. But then the Rambam goes on, he says, okay, people have all these thoughts. But you know what? V'chol elu hadvar mekeretzbem, lo yeda adam heyach yiyu ad sheyu. You're not going to know what it's like until it actually happens. So could you stop predicting? Shadvarm stumimim eitzel anavim. They were specifically hidden. And by the way, this week's parsha starts hidden. It's the only parsha in the Torah that starts not as a new paragraph in the Torah, but in the middle of a paragraph, because the whole concept of Mashiach is hidden. Torah, Navi. Even Chazal, they didn't really know. They threw out maybe suggestions. We don't have a clear Masorah on this one. Okay, you could try to figure out what the psukim mean. Good luck. End of Sefer Daniel. It's very hard. That's why there's so many different opinions. We don't have one mahalach on this one. There's no clear mahalach, and it's not really part of it's not the meat and potatoes of what we try to accomplish. What is the meat and potatoes of this religion? Don't waste your time, says the Rambam, trying to calculate Mashiach. It will not bring you closer to Hashem in terms of loving Hashem or fearing Hashem. Don't do it. The heads of those who calculate the end of days should be swell. Again, I think that there's a machlokes on what the actual text over there is. But bottom line, it's not a complimentary line. El yechake v'yamin bechlal hadavar. Wait and believe. Very similar to the tone of the Gemara. That's where he's coming from. Namely, but here the Rambam has a charifus to him. He has an opinion. He's saying, don't bother. It's not appropriate. Dare I say the Rambam seems to be saying it's bittul zman, meaning it's not a priority. It's not a priority. Is it aser?
No, it's not aser.
Right. He doesn't seem to say it's aser. Right, bittul zman is aser. That's interesting. That's a very good point, Shlomo. Right, meaning it's bittul zman.
It goes against
right. Your whole life is supposed to be trying to come close to Hashem, and this doesn't do that. So it's just like, what are you doing? Right. So maybe you want to say it's usher even. Right. I don't know if he doesn't formally say the word, but it seems to be very, very frowned upon by the Rambam. Now we know though that the second to last of the 13 Ikare Amunah of the Rambam is to believe in Mashiach, the coming of Mashiach. Now again, the actual text of the Ani Mamins is a summary of what the Rambam wrote in the Parashat Mishnayos in Masechet Sanhedrin, where the Rambam writes the 13 Yigam Ikar Emunah. And the Rambam writes the 12th Ikar Emunah over here, again, the last Makor on the second page over here, if you want to look inside, is V'ayisod Hashem Asor Yemos Mashiach V'l'hamin L'ame Sheyavo. You have to really believe that Mashiach will come. V'ein lo marshenit acher im yitameach hakalo. And what should you not say? V'ein lo marshenit acher im yitameach hakalo. What is he saying there?
You don't know when. But
that's for sure, right? The and there he writes, don't try to come a time, and you know,
deadline.
Right? Basically, don't. The idea is to wait to believe, not to have anything to do with the calculations. And just to go to the next makor, the Beit Elokim is the Mabit. So the Mabit in his Shar HaYesodos, he is explaining the Rambam's Ikari Amuna. And in that context, the Mabit explains the danger in this. So what would be the danger in calculating the end of time? What would be the danger? What would you say?
When it doesn't happen, it will turn people off.
So, yeah, you're right. And that's exactly what the Gemara said itself. The Gemara said that, I didn't read it to you, that Kevin Shigia Sakets Velo Ba Shuv Eino Ba. If you calculate the time and it doesn't come, what are people going to say? Well, since it didn't come when you thought it was going to come, people are going to say, well, now it's never going to come. So you can really lead to heresy if you get your prediction wrong. That's why Shabbatai Tzvi stuff was really dangerous, right? Meaning, and there in the Beit Elokim, the Ma'abit writes, if you give a time, what's going to happen? People are going to have less emuna. Ba'avur hazman asher gavol tim'at emuna so la'asid. People are going to have less emuna. You're not going to have an emuna that is going to come earlier than that time.
But it could come.
Right. And if it doesn't come when you predicted, so number one, you're not going to wait for it to come unless that time has arrived. And you're not going to want it to come any later than that prediction. So it's really bad. Really, really, really bad. Yikes. Oh my gosh. So that's an amazing, amazing line of the Ma'abit, which was predicted, I think, before by Jerome. So now that we have the Ma'abit, we're really seeing a new layer where it's really, really dangerous. Now the Briska Rav, Yivizkazev Soloveitchik's uncle. So he has a sefer Mipnine HaGriz. I forgot to put the name of the sefer to brush up the Ma'amar Komos. So he, as we kind of read in the Rambam, holds that the Maisa Mitzvah of Mashiach is that you really have to believe, meaning the waiting and the anticipation and the excitement, that is the Mitzvah. That is the Mitzvah. So anyone who predicts Mashiach, by definition, is not properly waiting. You're not properly waiting. So he wants to argue as follows, that if you predict a time when Mashiach will come, they're going to be two very bad things. He writes in the second paragraph there, on the right before the Shevet Alevi, on the second paragraph after the dots, he writes, "Aval bavada sheish bechlal is a gam akilkel shemikar achiv amun alhamid sheyachol avabechol rego." So, what's the mechayev? What's the real halachic obligation to believe that Mashiach can come at any time? To wait, and if you predict that Mashiach is going to come in 20 years, you're totally butchering that mitzvah because you're not waiting. So meaning, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Right? You're no longer waiting because you think it's going to come at a certain date. And then what did you say? And what would be the second issue? What would be the second issue? That way, number one, they're not going to wait. And when it doesn't come, there's a second issue that's going to lead people to what? To think it's never going to come. Right. So the Grizz is actually arguing that the real issue.
He's the first one who's really saying. He's saying
today. Right. So the Ma'abit was the one who said that people are going to go off the derech, and the Gemara said that the people are not going to leave the Mashiach. But the Grizz is the one who's saying, you're supposed to be waiting that Mashiach should come. That's what you're supposed to be doing. And that, by the way, is an amazing idea. That if you really, really live, as the Grizz would say, like a brisker, the brisker Masorah in this Rambam, is that we really believe it could come every day. And I'll conclude with your mind. I'm going to come back to the Brisk Rebbe in a second. But this, there was a Shaila, believe it or not, asked to Rav Vosner. There was a lot of talk about Mashiach coming in the year Tuf Shin Samach. What year was that? Tuf Shin Samach. And why did everyone think that Mashiach was coming in the year? Oh, the Y2K bug. So I guess people thought that, yeah, really, that's what it was?
But we're
in Tuf Shin Pei Gimel. So in the year 2000, people thought Mashiach was coming. The Y2K bug. The Y2K.
Because we got the chronology wrong. The Yimos Olam, whatever it is. Seder, Seder Olam Rabba.
But believe it or not, someone asked the question to Rav Vosner that when they printed the Luach that year, should they print Bias HaMashiach Tidkenu? And because it was in the Svarim like this. The Svarim HaKadoshim had put some things around in that year. And Rav Vosner says, Kavod Yedidi, my dear friend. Ein lanu esek ministaru shubis Mashiach genu. It's all covered and hidden. The Rambam writes, not our cup of tea. And many people have tried to predict it, and let's just say they were not okay. So let's just say, don't print it.
He says the Ramban said 6,000 years. What's going to happen in the year 6,000 if it doesn't happen?
Yeah, he basically says that...
that's the excuse of word, another 1,000 years.
And then bottom line is, he says there were pretty, pretty big people who made some pretty big mistakes without going into details. And the idea is to just have emunah. The ikkar is to give people chizik that there is a geula and there is an end. And that's our job. I don't print it. Now, I wanted to come back to the Brisk Rav that my Rebbe, Rav Meir Tursky, taught me what it means to have emunah. Rav Tursky said, that, again, and it makes sense, the Brisk Rav, the Shitasa, so to speak, that the Brisk Rav, I forgot the details of the story, unfortunately, said on, I think, maybe a Friday night that they should all daven the Mashiach come, something like that. And they all said to the Rebbe, the Gemara says Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos. You can't just daven on Shabbos or whatever that Mashiach should come now. You know, the Brisk Rav said, why don't we daven that Mashiach come? And when he arrives on Shabbos, we'll ask. And he'll answer the kasha. And what the Brisk Rav was teaching was that Emunah doesn't work like that. It's not about crossing every T and dotting every I. And we're not ones of full blind faith. But Emunah can't be purely logical. It needs to be a little naive. It needs to be a little bit innocent, so to speak. And I remember everyone thought Mashiach was coming when the Birchas HaChama happened. And I guess around the year 2010 or whatever. I remember my rabbi growing up, Rabbi Shlomo Hochberg, the Young Eagles Jamaica States, gave a wonderful Shabbos HaGadol drasha that year. You know what? We all got more excited about Mashiach this year. And that's the takeaway. And that's the takeaway of Rav Vosner. And you know what? When Yaakov Avinu was trying to tell his children, I can't tell you when Mashiach is going to come because it's up to you to bring Mashiach. And you have to strengthen each other and make it happen. So we should all be zoche not to care when it's coming, but to make it come. And we know that it couldn't come all the while that we were fighting and fussing. So it all comes back to that niggun. Reverend Dan Shabbos, life's very short. There's no time for fighting and fussing, my friends. And we should work out Mashiach Bezras Hashem. Let's daven Marv.